Well, hey there, Jonathan Dorr with you. Welcome to the weekly podcast. It's been a couple of weeks. I'm not one to whinge or complain, but it seems every year at about the same time, I get this bizarre chest infection, right? Out of nowhere, whole family gets it almost the same time every year. I'm thinking we're going to move state or country around the same time next year, see if we can trick it. So I didn't want to basically cough into a microphone for the next few minutes, so I thought I'd hold off. So if you're listening to this, hopefully you've seen the video. I did a short video there, which has some of the key stuff that I want to share with you on this podcast. I'd like to give you the video first, give you a few key ideas, and then debrief and go through much more detail here in the podcast. So this week, like a lot of the weekly podcasts, it's the real deal because these are events that I've been through personally. This is stuff that I've actually experienced, that I have, you know, seen, heard, been through, have touched, have felt, have, really encountered in my own life. So I want to share these messages with you. And this week, I want to talk about making use of difficult incidents or crisis or conflicts in your life. Now, we have all had these. I mean, think about it, right? Think about a time. See a time right now. Hear what happened when you were there, you know, the particular moment of difficulty in your life. You know, it might have been you lost a job or you had a relationship breakdown or there was a misunderstanding with a close friend. I want you to think about a time that was, you know, to say traumatic, I don't really want to say that, but a time that was genuinely difficult, and you look back at it and you go, wow, that was a really hard time. Now, the first thing I want to suggest is that, I guess this is a paradigm shift, is to suggest that maybe we've been squandering most of our lives the learning and the messages in these deep and difficult experiences. So our default setting in our culture at the moment is to kind of just, you know, block out or anesthetize or drug or, you know, deny when something difficult happens. But how many of us actually look into difficult times and go, wow, you know, I wouldn't want to go through that again, but I learned so much and I grew. And think about it this way. Look back in your life. Look at some of the times that you've had that were really difficult, but is it not true that in those times that were most difficult, you really grew as a person? You really developed, you changed, you got stronger. And it might have been a long time later. I always say, you know, the message comes later, the learning comes later. But without these difficult times in life, we really wouldn't grow. And I've said this before in podcasts, it's a basic law of the universe. You get stronger by pushing against difficulty. You know, people don't go into weights room and lift tiny little weights. You know, they're seriously, like, look at bodybuilders, they push against harder and harder weights. So growth and development is about pushing through difficult times. But what I want to do here is talk about how do we get the most learning out of difficult times that we've had. Let's not waste that. And I had one of these experiences just a couple of weeks ago. And I don't need to go into all the detail because everybody's experience is different. But I had a conflict with somebody. It was somebody I didn't know, and it wasn't major. Like, I wasn't yelling and screaming, and no one got shot. But it was just, you know, an unpleasant encounter with somebody. And we've all had those, like, you know, in a shopping center or a car park or somewhere. But no one was hurt. No animals or children were injured in the making of this podcast. But, you know, it was really upsetting what happened. It was quite annoying, and I went away with it. And what I noticed straight away was that I flipped straight into my normal pattern, which, you know, I don't know how I come across to you in the podcast, but really, you know, my psychology, I've really got to work all the time to keep growing and developing and not falling back into old patterns. So when you listen to me, always realize you've got a companion with you on the journey and not somebody who's sitting back on the metaphorical couch of personal development going, I've figured this all out. So I noticed straight away that I was going back into all these patterns. I was reading some good stuff though at the same time, and I sort of began to ask myself better questions. And so many times in podcasts, I've talked about the incredible power of questions, of not just letting our brains run the standard scripts and software that's always been there, but actually going, you know, I can intervene here. I can ask myself some really good questions. But see, most people are never doing this. Most people don't actually want to look into what's gone wrong or how something happened, so they never get the learning. So if you're listening to this, you're probably the kind of person that is into growth, into personal development, and you want to get the message out of it. So welcome aboard. Let's do this together. You know, the first thing I want to say now is that a brain is really efficient, right? It's really efficient. When something goes wrong, when we have conflict, when there's a difficult time, You know, our default mechanism will be to look for the easiest answer. So our brain is like really efficient. It'll go, we had a conflict, what's the easiest solution? Well, most of us will immediately go, well, the other person was terrible. If they hadn't done this, if they didn't do this, if they were different, if they didn't speak to me this way, if they weren't. Now, the fact is, we don't know all the reasons about why anything happens. You know, we're never going to know why a person was obnoxious or what they did. And a simple answer is they could be obnoxious. They're just naturally obnoxious. People are horrible. And that's what our brain does. It wants the simplest answer. It goes, well, you know, they're just terrible. But we don't know if they, you know, their kids are sick or, you know, they've been through a divorce or they got cut off in traffic. We often never know. We never see that stuff. But what we will tend to do is blame the other person instantly. So the reason we do that is because we always want what I call congruence, right? To be congruent. We often have a kind of self-schema in our heads. We've got a kind of program in our heads where we see ourselves pretty much as the good guy or the good person, right? And if there's conflict or a crisis or difficulty, we want to hold that congruence. So we don't want to actually question ourselves too much and what we might have done. So I guess I'm going to ask two questions in me. I'm going to frame two questions that I want to take you through. But this whole area of learning from difficulty and crisis and conflict, you know, if you're thinking, well, you know, this is a bit random, who really does this? Well, think about big companies for a start. You know, every time big companies go through a crisis, they have a, you know, all this kind of debriefing and consultants, and they look at what happened and what they can learn. It's a massive event. I don't know if you remember when, you know, BP had those oil spills off the coast of the USA. And, you know, this huge process of how did this happen, you know, this relentless process. Think of something like the space shuttle disaster, you know, a few decades ago now, a couple of decades at least. You know, they do this massive investigation. When an aircraft, you know, recently we've had, you know, the MH370 aircraft go missing. It's not like people just go, oh, well, went missing, let's just move on. You know, it's like this huge investigation. Why? Because, well, firstly, we want to get to the bottom of why something happened, but then we want to make sure it doesn't happen again. So why don't we take that logic? How good would it be for you to take that kind of logic? How did it happen? How do we stop it happening again? What can we learn? What new things can it teach us? So if that's what's happening in the world of business, then surely it would have some application into the business of our lives. So really two questions for you here. The first question is, if you're dealing with conflict, crisis, or something terrible, the first thing is, what did I contribute? Now, it may be a conflict, but let's just take example of losing your job. You know, if you lose a job, everybody's like, it's the economy, it's my boss. My boss was terrible. This happened. Now, that could be true, but often, you know, this is really hard to hear, but if you were the best employee in the business, you probably wouldn't have been fired. They would have fired everybody else first. But if you've lost a job and you could say, well, it was downsizing, it was structure, well, possibly true. I don't know your individual situation. But the toughest question to ask when we debrief something that's gone wrong is this one, what did I contribute? So when I took my journal out and started working through the incident I had a couple of weeks ago, literally, I filled half a page. I just went, you know, yeah, I did this. Now, none of it was malicious. The other person couldn't have known my motives. They couldn't have known why the particular thing unfolded the way it did. And if we'd all sat down afterwards with a huge movie screen and seen everybody's perspective, we all would have understood it. But, you know, how was that for grammar? Understand it? Understood it. Now, basically, no one has access to that kind of information, not immediately anyway. So I had to go, what did I contribute? What did I bring to that situation? It was very humbling, and I put down a whole bunch of things. But then the second question. So the first question, what did I contribute? Well, how am I to blame? What did I do that made this worse? And the second question that flows from it's really powerful. What can I learn? You know, do not waste a difficult time in your life, a relationship breakdown, a job loss, you know, something happening if you're still in school, something happening in a friendship, you know, whatever it is, this is the question that's pure gold. What can you learn? What did the experience teach you? So I grabbed my journal and I just put down all these points. I just went, you know, I need to fix this, 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 and this. And then I put them into practice straight away because I was back in a similar situation within a few days and I put these things into play. And I look back now and I go, wow, that conflict, that difficulty I had with this person really taught me so much. So there you go once again. This is kind of one of these laws of the universe that often it's these conflicts, these difficulties, these times that we don't enjoy that really have so much to teach us. So I've also should put, I think hopefully there's a link here to my podcast on journals, because I really want you to take that action with using journals to debrief this. So you could practice this. You could look at an incident that's happened recently in your life and go, wow, what did I contribute and what did I learn? And friends, this is hard work. You know, this is work that most people do not do, you know, unless they really want to grow and learn. So this is my offering to you this week. What can you learn from conflict, difficulty, crisis in your life? Don't waste it. What did you contribute? How are you to blame? And what did the situation teach you? What can you do differently next time? Next time you're there and the same thing starts to unfold, what could you do that would be different to what you did this time that would help you grow and would help you learn? So friends, I hope that's been useful. Please keep in touch. If you haven't got a copy of my book yet, you've got to grab a copy of Bridging the Gap. You can find a link here on the website. It's an awesome little book, very quick read, and I've got 8 key strategies in there that you're absolutely going to love. If you'd like me to come and speak at your business, your organization, your school, let me know. Flip me an email through the website. We can have a chat about coming and helping your organization, your school, your people grow and develop and get stronger, because that's the business I'm in. That's what I'm trying to do every day in my own life, and I really want to share it with more and more people. I'm Jonathan Dolby, speaking with you again next week.